To NURFM 103.7. Look, we're doing it at a very special time today, so everything's sort of out of kilter and out of whack, out of focus. Our chef, Gavin Foreman, you're here nice and early. What's going on? Why aren't you here tomorrow?
It's a very busy week this week because of a certain horse race that's on tomorrow, so I've got to be on point and on key and get ready.
So we're going to sample one of your sort of desserts here, and if it goes down well here, you'll put it on the menu tomorrow.
Not desserts, the other end, canapé.
Okay.
So, I know it says caramelised, but it's not sweet.
No.
Well, it's not overly sweet. That's what the goat's cheese is for.
So, just tell us about the nice little surprise you have for us here today.
I thought you'd like a nice tart first thing in the morning, so...
Yeah, always.
It's a short crust pastry, caramelised onions with balsamic, butter, brown sugar, beetroot, which I roast, peel, and then soak in a pickling solution, and a nice goat's cheese.
So, tell us about this pickling solution.
I use salt, vinegar, water, peppercorns, bay leaves. So,
yeah, that's yummy.
Yeah, you just leave it sitting in it and it lasts a long time. And when I take it up and I slice it and we leave it in the liquid in the fridge, so it continues to pickle, but it's just really nice. It lasts a long time.
So are you expecting a huge turn up for tomorrow? Like, is it going to be the big... Is this going to be like your Christmas day?
They just installed one of those betting tab things, so I'm expecting it'll be a few people there. So... Yeah, I don't quite get it. I always back the Irish horse, usually first, second, or third. Mm-hmm. So
it runs the other way.
It runs anti-clockwise instead of clockwise. Still beats the Australian one every now and again. So I'll take that.
It thinks it's running in New South Wales where we run the other way.
I don't understand why that makes a difference to the horses. You've seen some horses that win races running one way, but can't win a race running the other way.
It's kind of like you might have your best side. I don't know.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, that's enough of Melbourne Cup. Let's give this thing a bit of a cracker.
Yeah, this is one of the canapés for tomorrow, and because it's got a nice balance, it's crumbly.
It's fallen apart.
It's got a nice balance of sweet, sour, pickled. The goat's cheese is there for a little sharpness. On the recipe, I said I like it with the sharpness, but you can also do it with creamy. So it's a nice creamy texture all the way through it. And yeah, the balsamic vinegar, sweet sugar, butter.
Well, you know, Gavin, it actually has all of that as I just choke on it.
That's okay. Feel free to choke.
It did fall apart.
Short pastry.
Mm, very nice. We did get the sweet from the pastry, and we got all those other flavours in there.
Yeah, and as you can see, the colour's great, with the pink bleeding into the goat's cheese.
Mm. Now, a nice amount of everything. The onion, you can sort of taste that in the background.
Well, what I like to do with the onion is I take the onion, cook it nearly finished before I add my butter, and then I just bring it down and I leave it and I leave it, and then I add the sugar and I leave it just really slow cooked. So the flavour's there, and the last thing to go through is the balsamic. So, nice, good balsamic. And I finish it with a glaze, where we use 50% balsamic, 50% brown sugar, and we just boil it, simmer it for about 4 hours till it gets nice and thick.
These are very yummy.
You like that one?
I like that.
I'm getting disappointed in myself. This is, what, 3-4 in a row now you've enjoyed?
Yes, but see, you are warming me up, though, to this challenge that you, you've set. And I didn't have a choice. I had to accept, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I was goaded into it.
Goated. Mm. Good word for you as a chef. Goated.
So essentially what's going to happen between now and Christmas, I have to come up and spend an evening working under your tutelage and get yelled at by you for messing up your kitchen.
It won't be just me. But and I meant that in the yelling part.
Yeah, I
hear you. It'll be a fun night.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
So you'll probably have all sorts of things planned.
Oh, yes. There will be left-handed screwdrivers and all that nonsense planned. Mm. So long waits.
Look forward to that. It'll be happening sometime between now and Christmas. And who knows, we might even film part of it so we can just have people laugh at me.
Yes,
again.
I think that's a brilliant idea. Instead of me just laughing at you every second week, everybody can do it.
Everybody. Thanks, Gav. Really enjoyed that. We'll polish that off the next few moments. And we'll look forward to catching you up at your restaurant shortly.
Not a problem. Thank you.
To NURFM 103.7.